HQN Books and Harper Audio presents Why Not Tonight by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. When I was 9 years old, my parents took me to the eye doctor where he told me I had to wear glasses. I was devastated and crushed and sobbed with the broken heart of a little girl who believed she would never again be told she was pretty. When I was 15, I convinced my father to get me contact lenses. And I'm not ashamed to admit I might have used a little guilt from my parents' recent divorce to get what I wanted. Order was restored to the universe, although, let me tell you, contacts are a pain. One LASIK surgery later, I needed neither contacts nor glasses. But alas, my correction slowly faded until now I need glasses to drive and see a crowd. Enough time has passed that I no longer mind wearing them. But I did always wonder why there weren't more romance novel heroines who wore glasses and wore them on the cover of a book. Well, now there's at least one. So, this story is for those of you who wear glasses, too. May you always know how beautiful you are. Chapter 1. Natalie Kalita drove up the mountain, prepared to beard the dragon in his lair. She was brave. She was fearless. She was on a mission. Only was beard a dragon in his lair, right? Did dragons have beards? And if they did, was it just boy dragons, or did the girls have to deal with a beard as well, which seemed desperately unfair? Okay, so the dragon beard issue was questionable, but she was totally sure about the lairs. Dragons had lairs. Cool-looking caves with secret rooms and hidden treasures, and maybe a chandelier, because a chandelier would look great in a lair, and the light would bounce off the dragon's scales.